This is Artbeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Founded in 2012, Read and Write Kalamazoo, or ROCK, is devoted to nurturing intellectual and creative confidence in youth in Kalamazoo County through creative writing workshops, summer camps, in-school programs, after-school tutoring, and community partnerships. Recently, ROCK brought on a new executive director, Candace Lavender. Congratulations on becoming the new executive director. How did you come to this role?
Wow, it's such a journey that I love to tell. I got my undergraduate degree at Western. Mm-hmm. You know, I started at KVCC actually wanting to go into pediatrics. And somewhere along the way at KVCC, I found out that I was a pretty decent writer. My brother came back from Lynchburg, Virginia, graduating college and wanted to start a record label. And, you know, he said, hey, you should try to rap. I'm like, okay. So, you know, I just sat and wrote some lyrics. I had written a time or two. And so we went in the studio and recorded, and bam, you know, I sparked a passion of writing and recording. Hearing the sound of my voice on a record was just really inspiring and motivating for me. Especially in the time that I was in emotionally, it really was healing for me. Mm. And so in that art, while I was in school, we started to engage with youth in the community. And I began to really see the deficits in writing skills and reading skills among students of color. We would go to different neighborhoods and have these hip hop, you know, really great writing workshops. And students were struggling with grammar or spelling and things like that. And that's when I said, you know what, pediatrics, I love it because I love youth, but I also really see this way that hip hop and writing can spark students wanting to grow in their writing skills. So maybe not in the English class that they were able to increase their writing or engage it, but they really love hip hop and they really love writing about it. And we can teach them how to write using hip hop as a tool. And that's been my vehicle since then. And so that was my focus. I worked in foster care, a Title I teacher. And from there, I transferred over to Lakeside Academy, where I was a special education teacher, first time in the classroom, and it changed my life, changed my outlook on how the education system impacts youth, how it's the barriers in that system, and it made me want to keep going and pursuing my education so that I could continue to make an impact. I had to keep going in education to better understand how students are educated in order to understand the strategies and the dynamic and the framework in order to disrupt for students. And what I found was that student voice is the one tool that is not accessed, that is not used, that is not valued. And when I think back to those students in my undergrad where we were working on poems and raps, and their lyrics were just their voice. Their yeah. experiences. That's why they were so engaged. They were able to tell their story. And so there was such a catastrophic closing of Lakeside Academy, where I eventually went on to be an administrator for special education due to the loss of a student, COVID outbreak on the campus, and national news that shut the doors. And it was from then on when I saw so many students that I was seeing in the hallways, connecting with, that had went back to their neighborhood. Some of them died due to gun violence, that I vowed that the next place that I work would care about kids, would care about their lives, would see them as humans, as funds of knowledge that are just waiting to be challenged, waiting to be engaged, waiting to be inspired.
This is Artbeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. I'm wondering if you've been there long enough to have maybe a success story to share of someone who came in and was looking for that voice and found it.
Absolutely. So we actually started our summer camp at the top of July, and it was my first, like, one of our programs, and co-leading it with our director of programs, Victoria Marcetti. And that whole process was just so telling of ROC as an organization. But long story short, I took on the youth leadership camp. And it's a camp where we have young people in high school get engaged leadership. And so I'm coaching them in leadership skills and things like that. Prior to that, we were at the Black Arts and Cultural Center for their youth day, and we met a young man named Lawrence. And Lawrence is walking up to the ROC table with like probably eight kids. I think Lawrence is about 15 or 16. And, you know, he's managing them, you know, like, hey, you know, you all come over here. Hey, let's go to this table. And I'm just like, you know, hey, Lawrence, what's up? And he, you know, tells me the story that, you know, some of these are his siblings. Some of these are youth from his community over at Interfaith. And I say, hey, I just see, like, that's leadership. That's you're gathering all these young people to come and bring them to this experience. So I give them the information about the youth leadership camp. And, you know, sometimes you give youth information like, yeah, I'm going to come, and then you never see them again. So I'm always hopeful. And sure enough, the first day of youth leadership camp, Lawrence is there early. It starts at 1. He's there at like 12:15, ready. And I'm just so excited to see them. And then the next, and so he, you know, he talks about how he doesn't have access to Wi-Fi and that, you know, he wants to come in person. And the next day it's pouring down rain. I mean, pouring down rain. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, he probably won't make it today because this is crazy. I go to the front door, I hear a knock at the door. It's Lawrence at the door, drenched in rain, shirt soaking wet, bag soaking wet. And I'm like, you made it. And he said, of course. He said, I'm a man of my word and I want to be with this group. And that to me is the greatest success. Yeah. And it's not so much anything that we've done, but it's something that we see that we were able to, like, Lawrence, like, know that this is unique, know that this is leadership. And this characteristic that you hold true to the words you say, it's valuable. And here, let's engage in this leadership camp to talk about more ways that you can use this leadership to make change in your community. So that's a success for the community, that there is a young person in our community that wants to, that values other youth to the point where he'll bring them to this youth day, that values our organization and sees the value in it, that he's going to show up every day, even in the rain. And then, and most importantly, values himself and his character. And so I think that's one of the greatest reflections of success so far that I've been able to experience that has really been made an impact on me, this young man, Lawrence. And I'm looking forward to continuing to work with him. I get to see him today at camp again as we bring our camp to a close. And he's been engaging with the other young people. And just to see him thrive and to be seen and noticed and acknowledged and affirmed, that's the greatest success for me, working with these youth.
For someone who is maybe listening and knows of a child who really could enjoy something like this, how do they get involved?
Yeah, so they can definitely go to www.readandwritekzoo.org, and there's information regarding contact, and then we would take it from there. We would see that information, and we would reach out and identify the best ways to get a hold of that youth, and definitely eager to create relationship, build relationship, get to know them, and support in the best ways that we can.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Candace Lavender, the executive director of Read and Write Kalamazoo. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.